And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma, where these guys will all be going fishing tomorrow night to go see who is the champion.
Yeah.
The tuna champion. Nancy says she's going to be the champion.
Tuna Wars?
Yeah. Tuna Wars, yeah.
Yeah. It's that Datsun rod.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to be fun. Captain Dave and Bob Cook, Wicked Tuna stars, and of course Nancy Marciano, too, is also part of the whole team. And boy, we have some great texts, we have some great phone calls, and so much to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup. And thanks to our sponsor, Costa, who also happens to be Bob's big sponsor.
That's right.
We're giving away a great prize, right? You're a big Costa guy, right?
Big Costa guy. I have been for years, and they're just a pleasure to deal with.
That's
a great company.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
I spent some time with the Chiefs from New York yesterday
at
the boat show. Yeah, they're here in town, and Bob Hoos, of course. And I got myself a new pair of the new gold lenses.
We got the brand new ones.
Yeah, the new gold lenses.
I've got to get some of those. I've got the Corbinas on.
Yeah,
the blue Corbinas on right now.
Yeah, and I actually, Lasley was at the show, and I put them on Lasley, and he's, of course, a green mirror guy. And he put them on, and he goes, yeah, I like them. I like my greens.
My Costa guy is Joe Gugino, and he's one of the best guys because he's a local guy on the East Coast, like from my city, basically, and around there. And he's been great for years and years. He's a hustler.
Yeah.
He really is.
Oh,
what's
sure.
What's the lens color you use when you're fishing back there?
So it's offshore, so it's blue water, so I'm blue lens. Low light, I'll go with amber. Low light. But
And what's your favorite frame?
Corbina. I'm a Corbina guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Corbina Pro is excellent.
Corbina
I've got
Pro.
This big old nose up top here, so I used to have to take a Dremel to the old Corbina.
That's hilarious.
So the new Corbina Pro fits right around my honker. Quite nice.
Nice. Perfect. Perfect. Well, somebody today, either Taller or Texter, Nancy's going to flip the coin at the end of the show. Going to win a pair of Costas.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Get a pair of Corbinas with the blue lens.
It's such a cool prize. You're getting a $300 gift certificate, good from anything from Costa. So if you want to buy a lesser expensive pair of glasses and you've got money left over, you can buy, you know, their killer sun protection shirts. You got coolers, bags, all kinds of cool stuff. $300 going your way. Or if you want to all pump it towards a super high-end pair of Costas, well, you got that option too. $300 coming to one lucky caller or texter. And again, if you want to get through this morning, 213-432-1090 is the number to do it.
Yeah, so Nancy, during the break, just donated the Dave Marciano bobblehead doll, which is super cool, and Mike has said he's going to use it as a live auction item tonight.
That's
right,
so
Mike?
Rad.
Yeah.
We'll make that the first item.
The first item. Now, I posted that on our Instagram, Facebook. Instagram is Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. I posted a picture of Dave with his bobblehead, as well as a picture of the whole group here in the studio, along with that. So you want to see what we look like here in the world headquarters, along with Bob and Dave and Nancy, check out our Instagram, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing, and you can go check out the bobblehead that you might win tonight in the live auction. Now, what do you think it's going to get tonight?
I don't know, but I just want to make a note here. Now, this one is slightly damaged. This was in my luggage. I stole this from the store from the busted pile.
I love it.
So we can have it on the trip. So it's slightly damaged, just like the guy it's made for, right? Just a little bit busted around the edges.
That's all right.
But that's what makes it unique.
It's still pretty cool.
And I'm going to autograph it, too.
You'll autograph it.
I'm going to put a treble hook on that and drag it on.
You know what?
That's good bait right there. That'll get big.
Well, Bob, you know, it has a vibrate mode if you want to use it.
That's hot.
So, so you have a Mark of text, Ricky.
I thought a great one. This is good morning. My name is
love that.
My name is Doug from Paris, and my question is for Nancy. How do you deal with Dave?
I knew that was coming.
How do you deal with Dave when the bite is bad? We've seen him blow up on the show. Does he bring that home, or does he know better than to pick with the boss? I love you, Dave. You're my favorite pick every year. That's from Doug in Paris.
Paris.
Yeah. Okay, Nancy, what do you think?
Does he bring it home?
No.
Is he a pretty mellow guy at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
People by the koi pond at the house at the end of the day.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh,
hey. Captain Dave is different than husband or daddy Dave.
Right?
Sometimes the lines get blurred when you got family on the boat. That's the hardest thing. All my old crewmen, you know, see the show and they go, how come you're such a softy now? You would let us get away with that, you know. The guys who before it was my nephew and my son on the boat, they think I'm a big baby now.
Yeah.
Well, you are a big baby.
Yeah. So how real is the stuff that we see on Wicked Tuna on TV? I mean, how real is that? I mean, like, I spent a week with Paul Hebert. It was like a month, right?
I would have said a year, buddy. I would have said a year.
I mean,
no comment.
Paul's a great guy, but he reminds me of a cartoon character, right?
100%. Yeah. He totally is.
He is what he is.
He's straight out of the funny pages. Yeah.
Look, what you see is what you get, right? And remember, and I think that's the phenomenon of reality TV that we all watch, right? I watch TV myself.
Yeah.
And we've got cameras, you know, when they're filming, it's around the clock. And so you see those moments, and yes, we're competing. We're a bunch of guys. Even though there's no prize, you know, we all want to be seen on TV as being the best, right?
Right.
And, you know, that's a big part of the allure of the show, is that competition. And, look, we all get tired and cranky and, you know what I mean? And, you know, even like, people love my little meltdowns. And you got to remember, I'm not proud of that, right?
But you're Italian.
Right.
It comes with the territory that
comes from, they're bolting the cameras down, and I know they're going to run 24-7, and I'm telling myself, I'm not going to let it happen. You know, my friends, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm not going to, you know, but then reality sets in, and you're on your feet for 48 hours.
Sure.
You just heard Bob got a fish, .com got a fish, you know, right? So, you know, again,
the pressure's on.
And then you stub your toe that one final time, right?
Yeah.
And then boom. And again, I think that's the phenomenon around, you know, because if they gave me a script and said, all right, Dave, today you're going to have your meltdown and you're going to kick the bucket, you're going to smash the rod.
Yeah.
If I tried to do that, I'm not an actor, right?
Yeah,
I'm not. And you know, and for anyone,
but that's what makes it real, and that's what makes it successful. Like our show here, it's real, it's live, you heard it right in the beginning, there's no BS.
Though, is you're seeing a tiny percentage of footage.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, a lot of cut.
Right. So you don't get, oftentimes you don't get to see the whole story that may lead up to something you saw, you know. So, you know, in your mind, I'm like, they can't be real because, again, it's a one-hour TV show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not even seeing 0.5% of the overall footage. Like, I'll never forget the numbers. I know the numbers from that very first season. That very first season, they got 1,375 hours of footage from my boat, the hard merchandise. Just my boat, right? And everybody else had their own numbers. But I just know the numbers from my boat. It's always stuck with me.
Yeah.
So 1,375 hours for all 10 episodes, you saw, and that was when there was only 4 boats in the show. You saw 1 hour and 32 minutes.
Wow.
Out of 1,300.
Yeah.
Right? So it's consolidated, right?
Right.
Concentrated.
Yeah, there's a lot of cutting. A lot of editing.
Right. You know, and obviously.
But you got to figure, how many boats are involved, Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, there's eight boats, so and everybody's.
Yeah.
And any one show, there's usually, what, 4 boats involved, maybe? Something like that? What do you think?
So what we try to do is get 5 or 6 fish per episode. So there's usually 5 or 6 boats involved, unless you get multiple fish.
So think about the cutting that goes on.
Here's one thing I was really proud of, that my shooter producer, who's actually from out here, ironically, he's from San Diego, he told me, he said, he called me after he left this season, he went to shoot and produce another show and another reality show. And he called me and said, I can't, you know, I cannot believe how real your show is compared to all the other ones I do. Cool. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, we don't have to fake anything. It all happens. It's so much action.
The real deal.
It's the real deal. It really is. I mean, we do not have to overproduce.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, they tried to overproduce 1 year, and they made a big mistake.
Yeah.
And they said, this is all natural. We don't have to do this.
Yeah.
This is all organic. So let's just let the show be the show. And I was proud of that
when
he said that.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
So when you have obviously a film guy on the boat, right?
Yeah.
They've got to be a seaworthy dude, though, because looking through that lens while the boat's rolling around, right? I might even get seasick.
One of the shows
that
my guy does, which isn't the one that I was just referencing that is pretty fake, is Deadliest Catch. That's a very good show.
Very good show.
It's not overproduced. Like I said, the action speaks for itself. And he said it's harder to do our show than that.
Really?
And I said, what are you talking about? That can't be true. The weather is the star of that show. And he said, it's just me. There's one shooter producer. There's two on deck of a Deadliest Catch boat. We have a room that we can download footage to. We can basically port over internet all of our footage. We have scheduled breaks. And for us, they are on.
Yeah,
when lines are in the water, they are on. They're literally sleeping with the camera just like this beside their face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then when we get bit, I mean, we've got stationary cameras, but when we get bit, they are up and they're going no matter what state they were in. They could have been.
They got to wake up and they're going to be on, right?
Think about Dave's last fish, whether that's a 30-minute fish or a 6.5-hour fish.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Pretty crazy. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to you guys, so let's jump into it.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mo? Mo's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. And Nancy, I got a fish report and I got a question. I just got back from L.A. Bay a couple weeks ago and we got four white sea bass, two grouper, 140, 120, all the yellows you wanted on fly line mackerel.
Nice.
So it was
That's good.
A real good trip. But I was asking, do you guys have seal problems where you're at, guys, in Maine?
Sea lion seals?
It's there right now. They're not as big as these sea lions out here. And we have, you know, more of a problem of them. Although, there is there for the fish, right? But they're just so overabundant. You know, they're taking everything over. They do consume a lot of fish, you know, fish stocks that we're trying to rebuild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, we have the numbers. Like, we know the numbers with our gray seal population. I was very active in fisheries management for years, right? And going back 20 years now, they did a survey, right, an aerial survey, and they tried to get a handle on how many seals were actually out there, the gray seals, right? Now, the historic population should be about 300,000 animals, according, you know, of these gray seals, according to the scientists, right? And this was 15 to 20 years ago, and they did the aerial survey, and they came up with an estimate of about 1.5 million animals, right, since they started to be protected. Because remember, we overfished their primary predators, the sharks, and the white sharks in particular, right? So that was 20 years ago. You had the stock of, you know, again, historically it should be about 300,000 animals. And remember, it got depleted because back in the day, like during the Depression, my grandfather told me when he got back from the war and it was the Depression, right, you could get $5 for a seal nose. So, you know, that's what they did to make it through the Depression.
Wow. Yeah.
They'd kill the seal, you'd bring the nose down to the post office, and they'd give you $5 a nose.
Wow.
So, I mean, again, generations before us, obviously.
Well, we here have such a problem with it that they're, like, when you have a big tuna on the line, they've been attacking the tuna.
Yeah.
The sea lions here have been, I mean, can you imagine watching your 200-pounder get like chewed on by a sea lion right next to you just before you stick the gaff in?
No, it's unfortunate.
It's out of control.
And in the old days, it was, you know, they would take a small, you know, they'd take a bait and take a small fish, but, like, you would never have to worry about a big one. Like, those,
they're getting so brazen.
They would never, you know, attempt to take a, you know, a 200-pounder. And now, they'll they just know exactly what's going on. They'll chew on it until they either bust it off or they'll chew on it until you catch scratch it and
he'll
eat the belly out of it.
You know, it's one of the things we have to fine-tune with our fisheries management, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Right now, when we look at fisheries, and I believe overall we do a great job in this country. We're leaders in the world when it comes to fisheries management success stories. But all we can manage are the fishermen, whether it's commercial or recreational.
Right.
That's the only piece of the puzzle. We look at all the big picture, and we're not allowed to talk about predator-prey relationships.
Right.
And you know, the fact of climate change, regardless of where you are.
Right.
We all acknowledge it changes. I mean, let's face it, it's nothing new. You know, the bottom contour that we, the bottom that we fish on out there on Middle Bank back home, was carved by glaciers millions of years ago. So that's 300 feet down now. Right? You know, rising oceans is nothing new, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so, I mean, again, we need to have a conversation of should we start to look at, I believe we should change more towards an ecosystem approach to fisheries management instead of, you know, again, right now, the one thing we can't control, we can't manipulate are the fishermen, whether it's commercial or recreational. There's other factors out there, and, you know, people look at you like you have three heads if you try and have a rational conversation about what's appropriate, because we know what's appropriate.
Well, and here's the thing, is that they should talk to people like you, like all of us in this room, that spend their lives on the ocean and get real management techniques,
They're going to be behind a computer as well.
Exactly, and doing some kind of analysis. Yeah.
Yep.
So, hey, Dave in Anaheim has a question for Bob, and he says, how far is it to get to your fishing grounds, and do you drag any lures on the way out?
On average, we fish between 16 and 25 miles,
I would say.
That's it?
Wow.
That's it, yeah. Sometimes we'll run up to Maine or run down south off the Cape, and that's an 80, 90-mile run.
Okay. And what's your boat cruise at?
My boat cruises at 15, 16 knots.
Oh, so
it's a good clip. It's a good clip. We don't troll on the way out. We have so much bait around that trolling, really, they wouldn't be attracted to that. They're on the bait balls. That's a reaction type bite.
Yeah.
They kind of look at it and laugh.
Yeah.
We'll just get right out to the spot, get our anchor spot before anybody else does, hopefully. And so we don't really waste any time trolling on the way out.
And is your boat single screw?
It is a single screw.
And most of the boats there, those
most of them. Yep. He had one with two screws, but he sold that and he's got a single now. So
More efficient.
Much more efficient. Much more stable.
Yeah.
The weight's in the right place down in the keel.
Okay.
It's just extremely. It's a stable platform. It's mostly for our charter business. You want to be able to pack the deck with bodies and have them safe. You know.
And
point
how
a
many
to point
people
B.
do you put on a charter?
So we're only licensed to carry up to six people.
Up to six.
Yeah.
So you'll
take
six people out, and what do you go fish for?
So early in the season, May to around the mid June, it's bottom fish. So haddock. At times you can catch a cod or two, but mostly haddock, hake, cusk, redfish. Things like that. So mostly haddock, though. So you can get 15 per person.
Wow. And they get to go fishing with you.
Yeah.
How fun
absolutely.
Would that be, man?
Yeah.
So cool.
FatTunaCharters.com. There. Shameless plug.
How much do you pay him to get on the boat with you, Bob?
It's just like $7 each. $7 each. So $42 after.
So you can book it right online?
Right online. FatTunaCharters.com.
And do you fish for bluefin, too?
So starting around mid-June, which was, you know, last week, whatever, that's when we switch over to just tuna.
Tuna.
So, yep. We go out for 12 hours at a time,
in
the morning.
Like a 12-hour trip?
Yeah, 4 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So, Dave has two boats.
And you do that too, Dave?
Yep.
Yeah, we do basically the same. We do a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this year, because our format has changed, you know, we got a lot of open days to fill. So we'll get creative. We'll do custom trips. We'll do whale watches. We'll do... Look it, whatever you guys want, show me the money. Come on down, let's go fishing.
And how does somebody book with you?
AngelicaFisheries.com, and they can read all about it and, you know, how we do things. And, you know, I know it's a long travel over there. And, you know, that's
why. Yeah, but people go visit.
People plan for a year in advance to do a trip like that.
Sure.
I get it if they're coming from the West Coast.
And
that's
thing,
what's so troubling about, you know, the way they kind of stop funding the show with such short notice. It left...
Didn't allow you guys to book
my ass ringing in the breeze. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That just... In spite of all the good, that wasn't fair, I don't believe.
Yeah. So tonight at the Tuna Wars Captain's Meeting tonight at Dana Landing in Mission Bay starting at 4 o'clock, you'll have a chance to bid. Is it going to be a live auction or is it going to be a silent? It's going to be a live auction. You have a chance to bid to go on a fishing trip with Dave and to go on a fishing trip with Bob because they donated a trip. Thank you very much. And all that money goes to taking kids fishing. So, hey, let's find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it. It's time for that FishDope.com report today. It is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the brand new and easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make those reservations. We got the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, standing by this morning. Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Bob, Dave, Mike, Lum.
Hey,
Nancy, congratulations on the opening of your new store and restaurant. I know you guys have worked so hard on it, and I'm so proud of you guys. It was so cool to watch Dave stick the flag out there that says open, finally. Yeah, that was cool. That was wonderful. I know it's been a struggle, buddy, so congratulations on that, and gosh, I hope you guys have a great trip tomorrow night. Guys, I would love to talk about fishing, but this is super important. Get out there tonight. $20 to go eat all that bitchin' food. How cool is that?
And meet the guys, right?
And then you get to hang out with Nancy. Nancy is a character. She's funnier than heck. You guys gather around. I know Bob and Dave are getting all the glory right now, but stop by and see Nancy. She is a funny, funny lady, and she loves to fish. So it's not going to be a bad night tonight, gang. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be a great night down there. It's going to be spectacular food, but it's all about taking, like Mike Lum says, we miss it. So many people miss it. You're going to get to go hang out with three really good people on three really good boats, but all the money's going to take kids fishing.
Yeah,
there is nothing more important.
If you want to go on one of the fishing trips, there's a couple spots available on some of the boats.
Yeah,
so
just do it.
You just go there.
That's hard to believe.
I'm in. I will pay your money and go fishing with Nancy or Bob or Dave. That's fun. So what's going on?
It's hard to believe there's a spot. The fishing's insane, Pete. There's really some big news.
Are you going to catch something tomorrow night?
The really cool thing about what's going on, there's a huge spread now where there was, you would look at it and you just go, oh my God, it's a city out there. Now there's a spread, so they got a really good chance for coming off that full moon. I think the table's set for a phenomenal fishing.
Heck yeah.
Starting tomorrow night. But there's so much other stuff for the private boaters, like Mark Wisch was saying. Catalina's on fire. The calico bass fishing's insane over there. We got a really big news, Pete. We got two bait boats hanging out on the front side of Avalon.
Mm.
You got the Carnage selling squid, and we got the Linda V selling sardines, which has never happened before. So now you can load up on some bait after you catch a bunch of fish and you run out. You can go get some more sardines and catch some more. There's just so much exciting stuff going on out on the water. You just got to get out there. But tonight you all have to go to the dinner. It's going to be insane. Go meet Nancy and Bob and Dave. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on.
And, of course, FishDope.com. Danny and the boys always have all the great information. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lower space. Thank you very much, Ricky. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, if you ever go online, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to be able to not see me. I am on every piece of social media that there is. It's called Your Saltwater Guide. We're viral on every platform. Give it a look. I'll make you laugh, I promise.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Ricky, phones are packed. Let's jump into
it. You got it, buddy. That report is sponsored in part by our friends at Terrafin. Sea surface temperature charts focus on the most productive areas by using Terrafin, sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your iPhone, your Android, or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to next up talk to Dan. He's called us from Valley Center this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good. Hey, guys, great show. Just love us. Hey, I got a quick question. I know in the past couple of years, the night bite out here has really developed in search of larger fish. Is there a difference between, on your fishery on the East Coast, is there a difference between day and night as it relates to the size of fish?
The size?
I would say no on that one. I would say it's pretty much the same as day. Jeez. You know, having said that, most of my bigger fish have been caught at night.
Yeah. And are you fishing live bait then?
We are. We are fishing live bait. Yeah, our dead bait days, I think, for now, everything's cyclical, are pretty much over. We were talking about seals earlier. Yeah. They'll take the bait if you're chum fishing and throwing out chunks. So
are you guys kind of snoozing and stuff? And then all of a sudden you hear the reel going?
Right. Look, what we have, what's in I guess you see it similar here, right? But back home, we can go, and if we can find some herring or mackerel, right, a lot of times at night, so we'll anchor the boat and we have the big bright lights just like you guys, and that bait ball will make up under the boat.
Right.
And so that's what's different. Unlike you guys, like, we don't have a bait boat or in a bait tank where we can shovel in liveies, but we can create our own bait ball.
Ah.
Right?
Catch them.
Through those lights. So just like, you know, think of it like, you know, moths to the light out on your porch, right?
Sure.
We sit there, and all of a sudden you build the ball around the boat, right? And it's just hanging out in that light. And you'll have total, we call it red out, on the screen. And sometimes you can even see the baits on the surface. And, like, one of the things, I fish one bait down below the bait ball, just underneath it. And I fish one bait just outside the light. Let it fire enough outside so I can't see that balloon anymore. And it's going to be one of those two that get bit, because the fish will start patrolling around, and you won't see them on your machine, but they're out there picking off bait at the outside of the ball, right? Or picking out bait from up underneath the ball. And if you don't get one during the night doing that, it's almost guaranteed that at sunrise, that bait's going to drop to the bottom. It just happens naturally, and then it's going to head for deep water, right? That's just the cycle out there. So that's why that transition, that from gray light to daylight,
critical.
Our mouths are watering again, because if it didn't happen during the darkness,
that's
right. You know, if there's some fish around, you're gonna, all of a sudden they're gonna be on the screen and the rods are gonna bend. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that gets me fired up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's yeah. Just yeah. That's one of the
time to go fishing with those guys. Yeah.
When, like, I'm all into it, right? And if we don't get the bite in, then it's like, well, now we're going to go back to fishing, and, you know, you're keeping the lines out, and you get them during the day, but, you know, it's those exciting periods where you know something's going to happen, or at least you think you know.
I think you guys are going to really get them here on that 2 day here.
So too.
Coming up, the post moon timing is good.
Yep.
Fish are biting. Weather is going to be great.
Yep. And you're on top mode.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a really
good
trip.
It's going to be a great trip. It's going to be a good war.
I like it.
Nancy's going to win, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. The only time since the beginning of the show we had one phone line drop off during the break. So if you want a chance to get through, talk to Nancy, talk to Dave, talk to Bob, this is your opportunity. 213-432-1090.
It was pretty hilarious in the break. They were comparing bait balls, which was really kind of funny here. But it's a lot of bait there, huh?
A lot of bait there. A lot of bait. Especially made up in the lights.
That's like nighttime. Now we are talking about the bobblehead that's going on, the autographed copy of the bobblehead going on sale tonight at the live auction. All the money is going to go to Taking Kids Fishing. You actually have those available on your website for sale, $20.
Yes,
what a fun thing.
They're really cool.
Fun thing. AngelicaFisheries.com for all your T-shirts, hats, and bobbleheads. And Bob's got a website for his gear, I believe.
FatTunaCharters.com.
FatTunaCharters.com. You have T-shirts and hats.
I do. I don't have a bobblehead because my head's so large. It wouldn't look good on there. That's not funny. Shut up, Dave.
Yeah, wait a minute here. So, all right, let's jump back in the...
You got it. We had a fun text from Jason at OB. He says, good morning, everybody. What an amazingly fun show this is. I can't wait for tonight. My question for the captains is how did a Wicked Tuna come about and get started? Like, did they come to you guys and say, we want to film a fishing show? Did you guys have the idea and go to the producers? Also, I have a curiosity, what's the largest fish that's been caught on camera in the 13 seasons of the show? Love it. Keep it going.
All you, buddy.
Okay. So the biggest fish, I think, was Kevin on the Christina
had a 1,000-pounder while filming.
Wow.
So I forget the exact weight. It may have been 1,000 and some change. I don't remember. It was early in the show, and he caught it on rod and reel, not harpoon. And he was one of the boats that kind of did both, rod and reel and a little bit of harpooning.
And the harpoon guys traditionally get bigger ones?
No. The harpoon guys get fish like we do. They're looking... It's just a different fishery. The harpoon has always been part of our fishery. It's a different technique.
Right.
You know? And it has times when it's very effective. And then later on in the year, when the fish settle down and go deeper, they, you know, rod and reel is the king.
Yeah.
But when it all started, look, it wasn't us. I had no idea. The story I heard, okay, is some of the executive producers worked on that movie, Perfect Storm. They were familiar with Gloucester's a scenic location. That's how people who look through lenses look at things, right? Very beautiful location. They heard about us catching these fish worth money, so the idea for the show was born, right? At Pilgrim Studios. Now, they came out. They were in town for 10 days interviewing boats, other boats and captains, mostly over the fancy boats over the Cape Ann Marina there, where tuna fishing is a big part of that fishery. And again, I had no idea what was going on. The ninth day, they contacted me. They said, hey, you know, we're here in town. We've been out interviewing other boats and captains and getting some B-roll footage of this fish being caught. And we heard your name come up a lot on these other boats. They said, in our business, if people talk about you, you may be somebody you want to interview. And I do believe, I think it was, you know, Dave Carrero might have said, hey, you should go, you know, check this guy out. Because even at the time, I didn't know all these guys as personally as I do now. We all knew who each other were.
And first season was you, Dave on tuna.com,
right.
Paul Hebert.
Well, yeah, but Paul was working for Dave back then.
Oh, okay.
Right? So Dave and I are the only two original captains.
You and Dave.
From that very first season.
Wow.
Right? Another guy flopped along, and, you know, we get why. That's what keeps it interesting. You know what I mean? There's always the new personality.
Sure.
The next personality is what's kept the show on. Well, up until this year, 13 years.
13 years.
So on the ninth day they were in town, I got the call. You know, they asked me, hey, would you come down and do a video of an interview and tell us your story? So the next morning I went down and did that video interview, right? And we never heard nothing for 6 months, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden they said, okay, you've been selected. We're going to come and do this thing. And, you know,
they talked to a bunch of captains.
Yeah, I heard, you know, it was 30 or 40 boats. You know, I think they spent a lot of time in whatever what do they call it, focus groups, you know.
Yeah.
So they had all this video interviews, right? And then I think they spent a lot of time in production, you know, thinking about how characters are going to play off each other.
Sure.
And let's face it, from the very beginning, right, you have Dave on the .com. He's a competitive one.
Right.
He's on the black boat.
Right.
And then I was Dave on the hard merchandise, the old busted boat with the young kids. Right, and I think that helps cement, you know, and obviously personality for both of us is a big part of it too. But,
sure.
But like we were cast as that, okay? He's, you know, he's
that's
the black bow and he's the white bow, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then so that's why I think we were always fortunate to be a part of that core crew because that kind of cemented our positions in the show. And other boats have come and gone. And that's just how it is, right? We have no say in it, but
it's still there.
We've had a lot of fun with it in the meantime.
Yeah, and Bob, when did you join the cast, and how did you get involved?
I got involved season 9, and to Dave's point, when people are talking about you, that means you're kind of making an impact out there. And when these guys were filming out there, they kind of would always see us in the distance and while we were out there fishing amongst them. And it's going to sound very egotistical, but we were catching fish, you know, and they noticed that.
And
honestly, it came to a point where they were looking for characters. And if I'm being honest, I'm not a character. I'm just Bob, right?
Yeah,
so it's
a different character.
But then they were looking for producers.
Yeah.
They want people who can bring a lot of fish. And that was us, and they needed numbers for the show. They wanted to get it done, filmed quickly.
Yeah.
They needed highly competitive people like myself.
Yes.
And that's really kind of what I bring.
Show,
yeah. And that's
Bob's
great.
With 1-0.
What's that? So it's yeah, and I mean that's how I came on the show 5 years ago, and yeah, it's been a great experience.
Yeah.
It's been great for the charter business,
sure, and great for the show.
Great for the show, yeah, I think, and the ratings have been really, really good.
Yeah,
you know,
without a doubt.
He's a nice guy
too. Well, you know, I don't know. He grows on you over time.
Yeah, like what? Yeah.
Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Rocco, calling us from Arizona this morning. Rocco, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Do you have any idea how hard it is to throw an iron 350 miles to San Diego?
We'll just hook it up to Carrero plane.
That's all.
There you go. So do you guys ever catch any yellowfin or albacore on the East Coast?
We do have them.
Yeah.
Right? But they're... You know, in the areas you see us doing bluefin, it's bluefin or bust, right? We're inside. Where we have similar conditions, where the edge of the continental shelf drops off into, you know, 7,000 to 10,000 feet.
Yep.
We have the Gulf Stream that shoots north, that 80-degree water current. Out there, you have some mixing. You know, in up where we are in New England, you know, the Gulf Stream is probably 180 miles or so, right? So
you don't go there.
No, we don't go there. But it does exist. We do have albacore. We do have some yellowfin and big eye fishing. It gets great. Generally, you see a lot more boats engaging in those fisheries. Once you kind of get to the, would you say, New York, Bob?
New York, Jersey.
Right,
some
right.
Rhode Island
right,
boats.
Right, because down there, the edge of that continental shelf, is only, you know, from 40 to 80 miles offshore.
And they don't have the fishery that we have.
Right, and they don't have the bluefin fishery.
Oh, yeah.
But with what you see in the show, it's bluefin or bust.
Yeah.
You know, we've never kept
yellowfin. And your stuff is close. I mean, you're 15 miles, right?
No, that's what we have.
Well, sometimes 6 miles.
Six miles.
Yeah. Wow. That's where he had his two the other day, probably, I don't know, 11 miles from home, something like that.
Is that migratory patterns? Is that?
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. They might be.
No, look, they just like out here, they follow the bait.
Yeah.
If you find the bait, you'll find the fish. You know what I mean? That's all. And that's what we look for. More than tuna, I mean, we're looking for bait. You find the bait, Mother Nature takes care of everything else.
For sure.
Isn't that the way it is? It works that way here, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Imagine that.
I think all fisheries work the same.
Had another fun text here. It says, good morning, guys. I'm a diehard fan of Wicked Tuna and a longtime listener of Let's Talk Hookup. My question is for Captain Bob. Do you guys, does the show or any of you personally still go to the Carolinas and fish with the green stick? And is there a reason that that technique doesn't work outside of Gloucester? That's from Mike in San Diego.
So I think he meant, does that work in Gloucester? And did he say, why does it not work outside of Gloucester?
Yeah. Meaning, like, why do you do it on out of the Carolinas
regular? Yeah. So thanks for the question. Great question. So I did not go to the Carolinas. I do not go. It's just not cost-effective anymore. The show, let's be honest, was paying the guys to go.
Yep.
And I was never a part of that. That was, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago now at this point.
It wasn't the same show.
I totally agree with you. There was not enough time to kind of, you know, talk about character
and
the wait for the bite and stuff like that. I seeing the rod turn and bend over on camera, there's just nothing better. And we have the bait here.
Yeah.
So down there, it's a reaction bite. That's why you troll, you know, you troll the bird and you troll the squid on the green stick, and it's a reaction bite because they don't have anything really else to feed on. Sometimes they have bluefish down there.
And are you fishing in the Gulf Stream down there?
Yes.
You're fishing.
Yep.
It's down there, basically. The biggest difference is up here with fishing structure.
Yep.
Right? In New England, the
which
edge
holds
of the
bait.
Hump.
Which holds
right?
bait.
Right? Again, well, down there, you're chasing that water temperature, and that, you know, it's not that 80-degree water isn't ideal. If you're out in the 80-degree water, you're not going to catch bluefin.
Yeah.
But you have that cold 38-degree cold North Atlantic water, and you have mixing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those pockets of the ideal water, all of a sudden the bait makes up, and, of course, the fish.
Yeah.
And in that fishery, we would get, you know, yellowfins and big eye.
Yeah.
And once in a while, they'd show one of the boats catching it. But often, even if we caught it, it wouldn't even be part of the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And again, Bob nailed it. Look, I wouldn't go down there. I could work in fish in Gloucester all winter. But the TV show was an opportunity to go down and do something. So, look, once I signed the contract, it was a guaranteed paycheck for me and the guys. Sure. So we did
it. Yeah, I mean, you'd put way more in cost-wise than you would get out.
Yeah.
There's just no
how
doubt.
Long of a trip is that?
Oh, 700 miles. So it's days, really.
Yeah. And then, you know, again, you'd have to pay for dark. Look, the rich guys with the Vikings and the sport fishing boat do it all the time. Right? They go down there and get a few fish. Mostly because, look, to be fair, the fishing I saw down there, and I never went before the show, that's a world-class fishing out of that Oregon Inlet. They would build up a community like San Diego if they would fix the inlet. Right? The inlet's the Achilles heel there, and you've got two opposing forces. You know, we know how to make an inlet safe using jetties and dredging and jetties to keep those deep water channels open. The environmental groups, the anti-fishing lobby, sue the, you know, even rebuilding that bridge. The state had the money for that bridge for 30 years. But the environmental groups kept suing and losing on appeal just to stop them from building a new safe bridge because they want the community to abandon the Outer Banks. You know, their vision is the Outer Banks should be a sanctuary and there shouldn't even be people on it.
Yeah.
Right? And you're talking a community that's been there.
They don't look at the reality. They don't look at reality.
Right. And again,
they look at like it's some computer based science.
Because of the fishing is so hard to access.
Yeah.
Again, if we could build it safe, you would see Outer Banks, North Carolina would turn into San Diego because the fishing is that amazing there.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. It's unfortunate. It's a hidden gem because, again, if you've got one of those $10 million boats, do you really want to risk ruining it, you know, coming in and out of that inlet, right?
Sure, right.
And if they had a safe inlet, people would come.
Mm-hmm.
People would come with those multi-million-dollar boats from around the world
because it's a great
to experience the fishing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, a question from Chris here. He's a big fan. He says, "What is the meaning behind hard merchandise on the name of the boat?" He's a huge fan of.
That's a great question, and I get it asked a lot. So look, it started out back in the day when we were just commercial fishing, gill netting, primarily long lining. At the auction, we'd bring the fish in every day, and the fish would sell, you know, late in the afternoon, we'd bring the fish in. The next morning at 4 a.m., there'd be an auction for all the buyers. So the buyers would come down early and start prodding and poking at the fish that were on the auction floor. The fish that are cold, hard, firm fish, they're willing to pay the most money.
Uh-huh.
For a buyer, that means shelf life.
Sure.
If you're getting fish and it's already soft when you buy it, you got to move it out your door a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Right? So those hard, firm fish are worth the most money. So it was a little bit of play on words, right? We got the good stuff. We got the hard merchandise.
Right? Ah, I like it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, behind that, though, there's another little... I was also a bit of a Star Wars nerd, right? And so Star Wars, I've always watched the movies. And behind that, there's a whole book series that's there. And there's a three-book series that's on the Bounty Hunters, you know, out there in Star World.
Yeah.
And the third...
Nerd.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But the third book in that series, the title of the book is Hard Merchandise.
Ah, okay.
Okay, right.
Hey, we have about a minute, 60 seconds, Mike. Give us a rundown on tonight.
Well, first, I just want to tell everyone thank you for all the support. These guys from Wicked Tuna have made this event happen. And in the 10 years we've been doing this, I'm guesstimating we've probably taken 10,000 kids as a result of this event. And that's only possible because of them. And we want to thank them and everybody that makes this possible. Also wanted to add one thing. Late, like a week ago, Costa came on as a major sponsor of Friends of Rollo and helping us with this event tonight. There will be a package of raffle tickets. If you buy them, buy $400 worth of raffle tickets, you'll get a free pair of Costas. So that's a good value, and there'll be Bob Hoos will be there with a display, so you get to choose what you want. There's other raffle packages as well, but that's one that I wanted to point out and give Costa a giant thank you for helping.
Giant silent auction, giant live auction.
Yeah, we have a huge, huge. We have a silent auction and a very, very nice live auction with those bats and custom rods and some other nice things. Both these guys have donated trips. They'll be in the live auction. Of course, that bobblehead will be the number one live auction item. We'll be first, and then we have a huge raffle. So please come out. Doesn't cost a thing to get there or to get in, and enjoy the evening and say hi to these guys.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right next to the launch ramp there. It'll be all set up on the sidewalk there, and starting at 4 o'clock. You can get there at 5, you can get there at 6, whatever, but the 4, and there's food and everything. Yeah,
totally
for $20.
Free,
bucks.
Totally free, and if you want to get in on the food and drink, it's $20.
Yeah,
what a great
sure.
night. I love it. I can't wait. I'm going to be there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costa Del Mars. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey everyone, this is Bill Varney, and I'm a proud member of CCA California. I'm here to invite you, your family, and friends to join me for CCA's Anthony Shea Conservation Award Dinner. This year we honor Mark Gorelnik for his selfless dedication to marine conservation in California. This exciting event will have food, fellowship, and fun while benefiting the tireless work of CCA as it fights to protect your right to fish. Please don't miss this incredible evening on June 27th at the Long Beach Grand. Visit ccacalifornia.org to make your reservations today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the winner of a brand new pair of Costas, whether that's going to a caller or a texter.
Nancy's
going to do us the honors. Okay.
Go.
We have a caller today. Congratulations, Dan in Valley Center. You've got yourself a gift certificate for $300 to Costa. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
So stoked.
Such a great show. Dave, thank you very much for coming. Nancy, really appreciate you. Good luck on your trips. Who's going to win, Nancy?
We're all winning. The kids, it's all about the kids.
Oh, perfect answer. Perfect answer.
Yeah, and what about you, Bob? It's so great to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Great to be a part. Part of this. This is a great cause, and I'm really happy to be a part of it again.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And see you guys tonight.
We'll see you
4 o'clock at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Just come on over. There's no admission. Just come and join. And if you want food, 12 food and wine and beer, $20. That's it. That's all you have to do. But thank you, guys. And thanks, Mike, for all that you do, too. Appreciate it very much. Hey, we have... been a great show here. I want to thank JP for manning the boards back there, as well as Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, you out there, your texts, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup and all our sponsors, we appreciate you very much. Next weekend, Saturday, we have Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine and Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. That's Saturday. Then next Sunday, Yusuf Husseini and Ali Husseini. Of course, Yusuf's the Angler's Realtor, and Ali, just ask him. He does everything. something. So be the outdoors and local knowledge and such like that. So that's going to be great. Anyway, that's going to be a great couple of shows. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.